All right, Derek Warren here with Visit Effingham's Jody Taylor. Thanks for joining me again today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
We got lots of events coming up. It is obviously summertime, so lots of summer events coming up, including the 4th of July.
Yes.
So what do we have?
Yeah, we do. You know, July is a busy month for events in the area. I want to talk about a couple big events in the area, and then we'll kind of go through just some other stuff that we've got going on. Obviously, like you said, the 4th of July is coming up very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Summer's almost half over. So Lake Sarah always does such a great job with their fireworks out there. That's always on July 3rd. Super family friendly. The show starts promptly at 9:15. So go out to the beach, find a good spot. It'll be a lot of fun. So
right over the lake.
We always
love the aesthetic too.
Yeah, it's so great. And then of course the City of Effingham's fireworks with Effingham Noon Rotary sponsoring those. Those are always on July 4th. Again, those are always begin at dusk, which is usually right around that 9:15 mark. So hopefully we've got great weather for both of those. I do know that on July 4th, the city's fireworks, if there is a rain date, it's always on July 5th.
Okay.
So fingers crossed we have great weather for both of those.
Yeah.
But can't believe that we're already on the 4th of July, but we're excited to see some great fireworks here next week. And then we do have a lot of great big events coming up in July. To kind of kick things off, too, we have the Effingham Artisan Fair. So that will be July 11th and 12th out at Tuscan Hills Winery. And
okay.
The ladies just do such a good job. Over 40 vendors will be out there inside and outside of Tuscan Hills Winery. They'll have food trucks out there, obviously great refreshments from Tuscan Hills Winery. And the event is obviously open for all ages. I do know Friday night they've got live music going on there in the evening. Saturday they're going to have a kids' corner with some area groups. We'll be out there with some free crafts for the kids.
Ooh, all right.
So, yeah, the 11th and 12th, always such a great event out there. We're really excited. They've got just a really good lineup of live music. The vendors out there are, you know, it's a juried show, so it's the best of the best vendors. So we encourage people to go out there and enjoy the Effingham Artisan Fair. And then the Effingham Jam is coming up. It's actually the 10th anniversary.
Right around the corner, yeah.
Yeah, we're super excited about this one on July 18th in downtown Effingham. The Effingham County Chamber of Commerce puts on a great event. So from 5 to 10:30 on Friday night in downtown Effingham, obviously, we have the Hometown Throwdown, competition that's going on. So if people are interested in getting involved in it, they can still contact the chamber and get a team together.
Okay.
So these people will be kind of cooking all day, and then they present to the judges, and there'll be awards for the people that are involved in the actual competition itself, the amateur teams. But for everybody else, 5 o'clock starts. You can get the samples. So I think it's like $10 for 10 tastings. It's kind of while supplies last, they always go quick.
Yeah.
So if you want to try the barbecue that these teams are cooking, be there 5:30 because it will go quickly. But
oh,
they
sure.
do have a lot of food trucks there. So you can still get your barbecue at some of the food trucks. I know they've got a great lineup of tacos, barbecue, pizza, just American Grill. So, you
whatever
know,
you can may get want.
Whatever you want. Kerner's will be there again. So the beer tent
cool.
will be out there. And obviously there's, the HSHS St. Anthony usually has a free water tent, which is great because it's so hot out there. Hopefully we'll have a little bit better weather for some of these big events than what we've had right now. This heat.
Less of a scorcher, more of just a regular summer
just
day.
Just a nice day, yeah. But so much fun stuff out there. And this year they're also concentrating on the kids. So they have a lot of really fun. They're going to have a kids area from 5 to 7 p.m. on Washington Avenue. And they're going to have a giant foam cannon. So like a foam party. They're going to have a foam party on the street. So the kids are going to love this. I'm so excited to bring our kids down for this. Face painting, chalk art, bubbles, a touch a truck. So they're going to have like the fire department and an air vac life team helicopter out there. So super fun stuff out there. The Ham City Jam skate competition, they always do a live demo again from 5 to 7 p.m. So whether you're into skateboarding or not, guys are talented. Dino Toll and his crew. Last year they were like jumping a car. Like they brought a car down there and they were like,
we were hearing about that.
Yeah. And just doing like these really crazy tricks. So, and that's in preparation for the event the next day, which I'll talk about, but just so much to do down there. Much to do. And then great live music. I cannot remember who the opening act is, but then Thomas Mack is going to come on and he is like an up and coming country music artist, super big on TikTok. He is, you'll have to check him out. And he was at the Rusty Reel Lake Jam last year. And he's got some local ties, but he is like big. He's fun. It's going to be a really cool, like the live music is just going to be really cool this year. So, so much stuff for the 10th anniversary. We hope people will come out. Downtown's going to smell like barbecue all day and I love it.
Ham City Jam.
Yes. So super excited about that. The Effingham Jam. And then, like I said, on July 19th, which is the next day, is the actual Ham City Jam skate competition. So much stuff going on. You can compete to win some great prizes. You can watch, just come out to watch these impressive stunts that they're going to do. So much talent out there. Enjoy music, vendors. They're going to have skate vendors, food and drinks. I know warm-ups are from 9 to 11, and then the competition starts at 12 p.m. There's a lot of information out there. I know Dino's got the Facebook event, but it's just gearing up to be a really, really cool event. And it has grown over the years to become really a premier skate competition in the region. So we're really excited about this. They're doing great work out there. And it's just something different, cool and different for the area to be able to say that we host something like this out there. So we want people to, you know, whether you're competing or not, we hope people go out there and check it out.
Yeah, over there behind the mall there.
Yes, right behind the mall. The Effingham Skate Park, which is just kind of right next to the Rondeal Center out there. So, Hindlemeyer Park. And then the Effingham Farmers Market is continuing. That'll be every Saturday, 8 to noon. They've got a lot of kids' activities going on each Saturday morning. And then just so many great vendors out there. So we hope people will continue to go there. And then obviously we always have live music in the area and it would just take forever to go through all of it. But Village Wine has great live music. Tuscan Hills Winery has good live music. Pinkies in the summer is the spot to be. I think they have live music Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
So anytime you're out at the lake, you can see that. I do know, you know, we mentioned the Lake Sarah fireworks and City of Effingham fireworks. So the Effingham Event Center always has kind of an annual event to go along with the City of Effingham fireworks.
Okay.
So if you want to go, so the City of Effingham fireworks are out at the Effingham High School kind of on the football field. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to go there, you can actually go to the Effingham Event Center. They've got live music. Danny Shelton and the Bird Dogs will be out there. That starts at 7, and then they pause for the fireworks, and then the party kind of keeps going after that. So that's always a really fun time if you want a really great seat, but not just right there.
Yeah, the Event Center's right up the road. So.
Yes, yeah, it's a perfect spot for it. We also, kind of cool is a Her Hobby Girls Only Trade Night, that Baseball Card Connection is doing on July 25th. And this I think is just going to be really cool. So the Baseball Card Connection's just doing great things downtown. People are always busy there. And I know that Lisa Schaefer is really trying to, encourage girls and, you know, girls and women to get into this hobby. So this will be a girls only trade night. So I think that's going to be really fun. You can check out more. They've got an event on an event page on Facebook. There's also dueling pianos at Tuscan Hills Winery on July 26th. So if you've never done a dueling piano event, it is so fun. They take requests, just really interact with the crowd, and that's going to be a super fun time. And you can actually, you purchase tickets for that, so you can go on Tuscan Hills website to do that. And then the Effingham County Fair, I can't believe.
Right around the corner.
Yes, right around the corner. So July 26th through August 2nd this year. So make your plans now, fingers crossed. We've got a nice week that week, but there's so much to do out at the fair between the pageant and the derby and the rides. Just so we really encourage people, you know, get online, check out Effingham County Fair, you know, kind of plan your nights or days that you want to be out there. There's so much going on.
Yeah, so much going on every night, too. You said, the 26th through the 2nd. So that is, what, 6 days, roughly?
Yep. And they've always got great music on Friday and Saturday night, so I'm sure you can still get tickets for that. So that's really fun. And last but not least, the Summer Cruising Night on July 31st at the Orchard. So that all kind of culminates in September with Cruise Night in downtown Effingham.
Okay.
But they've got the cruise-ins at area bars and places like that. So on July 31st, that will be at the Orchard. So there'll be some great cars and great food out there, too. So plenty to do in July here in Effingham. We hope people get out and enjoy some of it, and hopefully stay cool while they're doing it too.
Yeah, pray for good weather for it as well, so it can all go off without a hitch.
Yes.